Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House joined the Senate on Thursday to approve a bill to fund the government through December 3rd and avoid a government shutdown. The House voted 254 to 175. And the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
President Biden signed the bill Thursday night. Reuters is reporting Afghan evacuees are walking away from military bases hosting them as they resettle into the United States. About 700 of them have given up on what is now an open-ended, complex, and completely voluntary resettlement process. In a statement, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson declined to comment on the figures provided to Reuters. But the people that who had left the bases generally had ties to the United States, like family members of friends and resources to support themselves. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Some lawmakers are calling out military brass for pandering to the media and pushing wokeness agendas instead of doing their job. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As President Biden's open border policy has proven to be a national security threat, officials in Washington are content on letting the millions of unvetted people onto the streets of America. Val Verde County, Texas Commissioner Bo Nettleton on Fox News continues to sound the alarm.
This is a huge national security problem. I mean, we have people crossing this border, and we've heard numbers of this group up to 20,000, and we've had thousands before this. And then that doesn't even include the fact that while our immigration officers and DPS and everybody's busy dealing with these large crowds, we still have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people going around these communities out through these rural areas with drugs and smuggling and all kinds of other stuff, and we don't even know some countries that they're coming from,
yeah.
Not including all the diseases that are coming with COVID and everything else. Well, you have two different sets of groups. You have this group, which is mostly made up of Haitians and Venezuelans that are just looking for a border patrolman to give up so they can be allowed into the country. And then you have the other groups that are out there that don't want to be caught because they're hauling drugs, yep. You know, fentanyl and different types of things and human trafficking and God knows what else is going on out there. And these border patrolmen are so tied up with these large groups trying to process them and deal with them, they don't have time to be out in the field to deal with the other issues.
As tens of thousands are currently heading to the Texas border, Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has not announced any solutions this week, and she continues working on other projects. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Whoever said that getting this country back on track was going to be easy needs to have a conversation with our next guest, Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Donald Trump, author of his new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. As you will recall, Mr. Navarro served as Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, the National Defense Production Act Policy Coordinator inside the Trump White House. Peter Navarro, great to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Bill. It is truly a pleasure to be with you this morning here from a swamp that is unraveling. I got one thing to say to Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, it's harder than it looks.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Peter, in fact, I was talking with Sean Spicer a couple of weeks ago, and I said, hey, look, at the book that is trying to come out is titled Trump Was Right. And you said this not because you were emotionally tied to it. The facts dictated that Trump was right on every turn, and just like the opposite, it is true. Biden has been wrong on every turn, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because our alternative title was Trump Was Right, but we went with In Trump Time, and it's a coinage actually that I came up with early in the administration, and when the In Trump Time literally means that we got things done as quickly as possible. And, you know, case in point, I document this in the book In Trump Time, the vaccine. I mean, I was sitting right in my office on February 9th, 2020, right across the street from the White House, working with Doc Hatfield and this guy named Rick Bright. And we penned a memo that day on behalf of the president that said that you know, if we got off the dime and got moving, we could have a vaccine by October or November, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that memo, it said that if we move this now, we could have a vaccine. So that's President Trump did that, right?
Unprecedented. Unprecedented. Had that ever been done before? I want people to really get their brain around this. Go ahead.
And I reveal a secret sauce as to how we did it, like with the Trump culture and things like that, because we turned the traditional Fauci kind of development on its ear. You know, Fauci was out there test selling people would take like a year and a half or two. I'm fighting him on television and behind the scenes. It's like, no, Tony. Pardon the French. We get this done right away, right?
Right,
now,
exactly.
I'll tell you this, though, Bill. Never in my wildest dreams when I was sitting there trying to save lives of the American people on behalf of the president did I imagine that the Biden regime would turn the vaccine into a cultural, economic, and social weapon. It's crazy kind of what they're doing now.
And of course,
talk about in the book.
And that's come back to bite them, because here it is, Donald Trump, a true CEO, something that America has been crying out for. We got close to it with Ross Perot, as you'll recall, but he just couldn't bring it to the finish line. Donald Trump had the goods as a CEO and demonstrated to everybody that this is what happens when you have a chief executive officer in the White House. You can make things happen, not in the traditional beltway sort of way. And that's why they were so upset, because a lot of the complaints that you were hearing, Peter, was about, oh, he moved my cheese. I mean, it was very petty and sophomoric, you know, when it came down to it, right?
Yeah. But here's the problem with the stark difference in treatment of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. It's like Donald Trump took on all comers in the press briefings. He out there, he's the most accessible president to the press in history, period,
yes.
Full stop. Joe Biden was the least accessible presidential candidate in history. He was not vetted. They did not vet his policies. Mm-hmm. They did not vet his mental competence. And now we're in a situation where he is basically, with strokes of his pen, undone everything that the president before him did to basically enhance both the economic and national security of the people of America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, right now, I mean, the crisis that I'm deeply involved in right now, it's under the rubric of what I call the four no's. It's very critical right now that the Republicans in the House and Senate show solidarity in fighting four things. It's the continuing resolution, which has all sorts of buried treasure for the Democrats in there that will damage this country. So that's one no. We have to say no to that. The debt limit that they're trying to raise and threaten us with, the collapse of the republic if we don't allow us to spend unlimited amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say no to that, because if we raise that, that's the gateway to the third no, which is this $3.5 trillion. They call it the Green New Deal. I call it the Red Ink New Deal.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That gets us nowhere. And then the fourth no has to be this full infrastructure program bill, which is, it's like 20% infrastructure and 80% nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a chance here to hold firm with the four no's on this over the next couple of weeks. And if we do that, we can break the back not just of the Biden regime, but also of this inflation cycle that's killing people. I mean, Donald Trump's economic program was designed to grow fast without inflation. And when you let Biden come in there and flip everything we were trying to do on its head, this is what you got.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, think about this, Peter. What were the people thinking? I mean, especially clear contrast now, 7-8 months down the road. We're energy independent. Our southern border is closed. Middle East is ready to break out. We've got four Arab nations sitting down with Israel to have Middle East peace. Unheard of things that were happening in every sector, every demographic, every minority, black, even whites, you know, Hispanics, record unemployment. And somehow that wasn't good enough for the majority of Americans. Come on, give me a break. I mean, this defies, you know, credulity on its face, Peter.
Well, I do. In Trump time is an expansion of a series of reports I did. I don't know if you saw those, Bill, right after the election on November 3rd. I issued three volumes where I identified massive irregularities across the six battleground states. You know, we just got word last week in Arizona of over 50,000 potentially illegal votes that likely swayed that. There's the cesspool of Georgia, which had an illegal consent decree that allowed a flood of absentee ballots to come in without scrutiny. Pennsylvania, under this guy Corman, has issued subpoenas now to get to the bottom of what happened there. My point is simply that you know, Biden claims he got over 80 million votes. You don't plunge that quickly in the polls. right. that strong a support.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, it's just do the math.
Yeah.
And now he's even underwater. He and Fauci are underwater now on the one thing he was supposed to be good at, which is handling the Chinese Communist Party virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, the book.
I'll tell you what, Peter. We've got to go to break. We'll come back and we'll pick it up from there. More from Peter Navarro after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Sunrise, waiting on the other side.
Okay, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Donald Trump, author of the new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. And let me tell you, this is a page-turner. You know, if you can't handle the truth, maybe this book might be a little much for you. But if you're open for the truth, because this is where real change happens, when we can have a dialogue about reality here. And the left has been trying to feed us with lies. It's been one lie after another. I mean, it's like the old Andy Andrews book, Peter Navarro. He wrote, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You get them to buy into a lie. And this is what's happened. I mean, the lies that started with Barack Obama, that you can keep your doctor and you're going to pay less for health care. Benghazi wasn't, was because of some video. I mean, on and on, the lies that were perpetuated with Barack Obama and Joe Biden continue to this day now that he's president. And it's with so much additional danger that we find ourselves buying into this lie. And you got to take note, because look who's participating in this lie. You know, all the social media oligarchs, the mainstream media, they're all part. There's no passion for the truth here. And as a result, Peter, your book is a breath of fresh air. It is needed for us to understand what the heck's happened to our country. And you and I started to talk about one Anthony Fauci, that he knew what happened. He had an idea. He had an 18-month advance notice of about this gain-of-function experiment, what was happening in the Wuhan lab, and he acted as if he knew nothing. And I'm sure he advised the president, shamelessly, accordingly, and left us all vulnerable. And how many millions of deaths around the world were as a result because Peter Navarro joined with the WHO and the Communist China to cover this up?
Fauci joined with the WHO, not Peter Navarro.
I meant Anthony Fauci. Forgive me if I said
you
misspoke.
You're on a roll there, Bill.
Yeah, I got carried away, Peter. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But your point is simply that, look, the cover-up is always worse than the crime, right?
Yeah.
Fauci knew on January 28th, 2020, perhaps sooner, that his activities at NIH likely spawned the virus in Wuhan, and he was responsible for the pandemic. What did he do? As I document in the book, In Trump Time, one of the things he did, Bill, was orchestrate a series of letters in Nature magazine and in this journal called The Lancet, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Debunk the lab theory of origin. Fauci actually was involved in the cover-up. There's a guy named Peter Daszak. He's kind of Fauci's useful idiot. He was the guy that Fauci would funnel grants through this thing called Eco Health Alliance, and that money would go to Eco Health Alliance and then to the Wuhan lab. There's this crazy figure in the book. The bat lady, Xi Zhengli, right? She's the one that went up to these bat caves 1,000 miles from Wuhan, brings these viruses back that couldn't hurt you. And then Daszak and the Chinese communists go in, Daszak owns up to this. They go into the backbone of these viruses, inject material that can change them into human killers. That's gain of function. And Fauci knew all this. He knew all of this, Bill. He knew it. And this SOB is still on TV, spouting his pump, telling people, telling six-year-olds they got to wear masks, telling seven-year-olds they got to get jabbed in their arm for something that they don't need. The vaccine is something that people who are vulnerable to the virus absolutely need, okay?
Yeah.
But jabs to six-year-old kids, we need to have a debate about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you brought up something in the first segment, and that is that here it is, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. Here you have a CEO, and he's got his team together. Says, look, here's our mission. And I tell people all the time, from the insiders I've spoken with, Peter, is that this was a jobs president. And all the time he went throughout the White House, and his first question was, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And I got to imagine when it became Operation Warp Speed, it's how are we doing? How are we doing in moving the vaccine along? And, of course, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and others, boy, it was oh, because it was Donald Trump, they wanted nothing to do with it. And here Donald Trump gives them the gift of Operation Warp Speed, this vaccine, and now they're trying to tell everybody, they're trying to reverse all the negative narrative that they put out there about the vaccine, and then they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy.
Beautifully put, Bill. Beautifully put. And I do that chapter and verse in the book in Trump Time. I describe how everyone from Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, Kamala Harris, the vice president, and the obligatory CNN and New York Times, they all have blood on their hands because they were the ones who originally ingrained this idea of vaccine hesitancy. I mean, it was criminal. And then to be clear, it's like they wanted to deny Trump a vaccine victory before Election Day. And to be clear, the reason why they would never blame communist China for the virus that it created was because they wanted to blame Donald Trump. But look, it's okay. Look, politics is, it's not beanbag, right? We've heard that expression. Brass knuckles stuck, right? I get that. You know, I'll go with the best of them. Get bloody in the ring, okay?
Right.
But when it comes to an issue that's going to kill millions of people worldwide and hundreds of thousands of Americans, those folks were over the line. Jeff Zucker at CNN has blood on his hands.
Exactly.
Tony Fauci at NIH has blood on his hands. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the Democrats who stole this election have blood on their hands because they took actions which denied both therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine to the American people and the vaccine to people most in need on a timely basis. That vaccine came months after it should have and could have. And
exactly.
That wasn't on us. That was on them.
Well, and you got all these therapeutics now are being delayed, and they're being delayed from pharmacists, Peter. You've got MDs, you got doctors who are prescribing ivermectin, and the people go to the drugstore to get their prescription filled, and and now the pharmacist is put in that position. This is unprecedented, and it's I don't know. It just it borders some level of illegality, in my opinion.
It's criminal and it's homicidal, you know, it's whether it's CVS or Walgreens or whatever, these big corporate chains. Because, look, I got an entire chapter in Trump Time on hydroxychloroquine. If you're listening to this show and you think that stuff doesn't work, then you have what hydroxy hysteria spawned by CNN. We now know without any shadow of a doubt that hydroxychloroquine delivered in the first 7 days of an infection under the supervision of a physician can't hurt you and will likely save your life. Okay?
Right.
And so that wasn't what happened in terms of the story propagated by Zucker and CNN, New York Times and Cheryl Stolberg and others. They just relentlessly beat down therapeutics, and now they're doing the same thing to ivermectin. I mean, that stuff works.
Exactly.
Okay? Physicians deny somebody ivermectin, so they go to a veterinary store. What can go wrong there? Well, when they things do, they blame the drug, not the policy.
Right. Exactly.
That's wrong, Bill.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, getting back to the situation with Joe Biden and his connection with the communist Chinese, Hunter Biden has exposed him big time. The stuff that's coming out on that laptop, Peter, which, I think was at least 15%, maybe 20% of the people said, had they known about Hunter Biden's involvement with communist China, if the press had reported on what was on his laptop, that they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're finding out that a lot of money is still passing through Biden, Inc., and the evidence is so solidly clear as we're finding out more and more information about what's on that laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden.
Yeah, let me plug another book. Miranda Devine, the New York Post,
is
coming up
with
a book, Laptop from Hell. Have her on. I mean, and Sherry Martian's got what happened on the Wuhan lab. By the time people get ready to finish reading In Trump Time by me, Sherry Martian's book about what happened in the Wuhan lab, and Robert Kennedy's book on Fauci.
Exactly.
And the virus.
Ten seconds left. In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year, Peter Navarro, that's the name of his new book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House joined the Senate on Thursday to approve a bill to fund the government through December 3rd and avoid a government shutdown. The House voted 254 to 175, and the Senate...
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
President Biden signed the bill Thursday night. Reuters is reporting Afghan evacuees are walking away from military bases hosting them as they resettle into the United States. About 700 of them have given up on what is now an open-ended, complex, and completely voluntary resettlement process. In a statement, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson declined to comment on the figures provided to Reuters. But the people that who had left the bases generally had ties to the United States, like family members of friends and resources to support themselves. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show. Bill Martinez right here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead. John, how you doing, buddy?
Busy.
I bet. Wow. It's nonstop. And here it is, John. I mean, these... What's happening in America today reflects all the alarms that you've been sounding to the American people for decades. And here we are. It's no longer existential. It's amongst us.
It's amongst us. And it's in my opinion, it's going to affect future generations. I mean, really, if I saw that. There's so much fear. Us versus them, people standing off, ready to fight over a mask or whatever, and we're seeing it. And it's something that former regimes have used very, very well. And as I argue in our commentaries, it's going to be with us for a while. In fact, there's a thing called epigenetics inheritance that says when there's a trauma in a society, grandchildren and children can be affected, and it can be passed on genetically, and they'll be fearful.
Wow. It's called epigenetics. What is it? Say
epigenetics
it again?
Inheritance. I was on a panel with a Cornell geneticist once. He talked to me about it, and he said it was pretty scary stuff, and it was very hard to alter. And it passes down from generation to generation. So I think we're going to see some very fearful times ahead. And if this is a plan, which some people are arguing, or the government wants to use it in the future to get control of a populace that may be rebelling, they'll be able to do it in some way, and in my opinion. And, you know, with the fact that the Bush administration gave $385 million to the Halliburton Corporation, this huge corporation connected to Dick Cheney, by the way, to FEMA camps around the country.
Right.
For times of distress, we have to be, what are they thinking about? What is the plan of the people in power, the so-called deep state, as it's called?
Yeah. What are they saying that we're not seeing? Or we're not allowed to see?
Not allowed to see is the thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a really good study done by Princeton University, Northwestern University, showed that money congregated in Washington, D.C., and they said we were ruled by an oligarchic elite of about 585 billionaires that work with the contractors and all the things we see. And, I mean, it's a very tough thing. You're talking to a man who has sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, and I've seen how Washington, D.C. operates, and it operates off of money and power. And the people out there, I'm just trying to get people to wake up. It's like standing on the edge of a cliff saying, it's here, but you look where you look.
Exactly. It's not so much the British are coming. They're here having tea at your expense.
Exactly. All the stuff we're seeing. I mean, the top 10 billionaires during this COVID thing have increased their wealth over $300 billion.
Wow.
While people are going, restaurants are going out of business. There's a food shortage. All these things we're seeing. And, folks, it's time to put a stop to a lot of things we're seeing. And what the government's putting their money into basically control the populace.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, they're about not the people's business. They're about the destruction of the middle class. This was something that Barack Obama went full stop on and made some major inroads. Trump revived the middle class. And in a matter of months, all the good that Donald Trump did with policies, regulations, energy independence, go right down the list, that to me is insurmountable. But the mainstream media ignores it. People are ignorant of it. And here it is. It's like, what do you expect? You voted Joe Biden into office. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, you said mainstream media. Don't get your news from mainstream media. Because all the studies show that the NSA and the different intelligence groups work with the mainstream media. Carl Bernstein did his really good article on that, the guy Bernstein and Woodward, they outed Nixon.
Right.
After that case, he started working with all mainstream media across the board, TVs and stuff. He said he was shocked to see the NSA and CIA sitting in offices helping vet and edit articles. He said it blew his mind. He said,
exactly.
It's not independent media. So, I mean, there are good websites out there like ours and others, your website, Bill. People can go to those, get the real facts, and start taking some action.
Yeah, and listen to the show, because we're not about 8-second sound bites. You can tell. John and I are having an in-depth conversation. Hopefully you're being enlightened along the way here, because the idea of what we do here is that you'd be blessed for checking in and really get the facts and the truth, because we're committed to the truth no matter where it leads. We're not being controlled, as John spelled out, and even John Fleetwood from American Faith, John, had pointed out that at the very top of the food chain of these oligarchs are two major entities, and that is BlackRock and Vanguard. Now, I mentioned that to a good friend who is a Fox contributor, and she's got a Wall Street background, sharp, sharp gal, and she goes, Bill, I'm not sure I'd go there. I said, well, I'm not sure either, but it's just the idea that, you know, somebody's pulling the lever here. I mean, clearly it's not our Congress. It's not, you know, these obvious powers. We've been talking about the deep state, but who is the deep state? And the deep of the deep state are these oligarchs. It's where all this money is residing. And these two entities, they control like something, I don't know, about $13 trillion of assets, John, to your point.
Yeah.
And when you think about the military-industrial complex, guess what? And on top of that, they're controlling, my understanding is that they control all the newsrooms across everyone. So that's why when you go from channel to channel, all you do is listen and you go, wait a minute, I thought I just changed the channel. Isn't that what you know, Fox said? Now CNBC is saying the same thing. You listen to what they're saying and the consistency of the message they're putting out there.
Too, and when I a few times I'm in a restaurant, I look up on the screen and I see a commentator in some of these, like CNN, whatever. And it's just former CIA interpreter or whatever. I'm going, wait a second, that's the government giving me the news. And supposedly the news is to be independent. And that's what you need. We need independent journalism, like you're doing, and the stuff that we do and others do, to criticize what we see violate the freedoms. And I mean, when I look at the people who wrote our Constitution today, some of them, Jefferson, Madison, today they might be rounded up for being so-called extremists. So the government's listed. Everybody's an extremist today.
They wouldn't have a Twitter account. That's for sure.
No, they take it down. Ron Paul off of YouTube. Because he criticized the vaccine issue. What they're trying to do, if they can kill free speech on the internet, they're going to control future generations of children, basically is what they're doing. And
Those
kids are engrossed. They stare at those screen devices like they're gods. And that's where they get their information. And if that's what they're getting, like I'm saying, in the future, it's going to be very, very difficult to even know what's going on anymore unless you're educated in reading books, old books, stuff like that, and old articles somewhere if you can find them. But the way Facebook is going and YouTube and Google and all that, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's, this is a fight for generations here.
Exactly.
And it really is a war that's taking place. And, The thing is the government and these forces, deep state, call it what you want, they've got all the power. And what they're concerned about, and this is why the FEMA camps, John, you know this, is that they're afraid the American people are going to wake up and say, hey, party's over. You know, this is done. I mean, look what happened on January the 6th. And they just questioned the election, just saying, hey, this doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the smell test. And you got people still in jail today in solitary confinement just because they exercised their civic duty in questioning the government. Right?
You can't trust the FBI on that one either.
Well, no, of course, whether you're a governor, a January 6th situation, and of course we're hearing other things where the FBI has, got their fingers in there, to promote themselves or their own advancement, and the damage they're doing is just unbelievable, and of course the credibility of the FBI is going with it, right?
Maybe. It depends on who's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Look at America. As John White has been saying, we got to wake up. I mean, here, the woke society is still sleeping here, John, and we've got to wake them up. We've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. And as he was mentioning, under the Bush administration, you know, what were they saying that we weren't? That they would give $385 million to build FEMA camps. And, of course, this is the thing, John, that is so upsetting. When you watch the flow of money, you know, even here with the Democratic Party, but it's both sides do it. Whoever's in office, they're taking care of their cronies, their buddies, at the expense of the American people. And so there's lots of wrapped into this. They open up the Treasury. They start taking care of past election favors in one deal or another. And probably this was the case because, as you say, you know, this is Cheney's, former organization that I was involved with. But beyond that, it's like, okay, FEMA camps. What are you telling us? I mean, you're going to incarcerate America. I mean, we're going to turn into China or Afghanistan. That if you say the wrong thing or if you're not properly vaccinated, into the camp you go for reprogramming, I guess.
Well, too. But when they set up these camps, they had three reasons. One, possible influx of immigrants, national disasters. And here's the weird one: to support the rapid development of new programs.
Wow.
What
Boy.
In the world? I looked at that and I said, that could be anything. And a former NSA agent that I talked to who came by to see me had read my books. I asked him about the FEMA camps. He said, yeah, they're on military bases. They're ready to go whenever they need them. So they're there probably. They're ready to go. And when I see some of these local agencies now talking about providing general facilities, green camps, that kind of thing. Some are mentioning it in different cities at motels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going, well, wait a second here. That could. What are you inferring? That you're going to move people in groups because of the so-called pandemic? And it could be what they're talking about. But the thing is that, like I said, this is the kind of stuff that's been going on. It's been building since 9/11. 9/11 was the kickoff. Mm-hmm. And all it's going to take is one more extreme circumstance, probably, where people will say we're not going to do it to force some people into certain areas and be cardoned off. So I think that that's right around the corner. But again, and listen, we talk about the deep state, but our government has authorized the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the president to, if someone says he's a terrorist or whatever, to lock you up. And put you wherever you can't see your family or friends. We've helped in a few of those cases. when we have a government like that, they can just say, Mr. Martini, Mr. Whitehead, we're going to have to lock you up for a while because of what you're saying and doing. And according to two memos under the Obama administration that were issued, just being against abortion, being a pro-life advocate, even being an environmentalist can get you labeled an extremist or a terrorist, by the way. So there's they already have their list, and then of course they have their main core database, which has about 8 million names. One of the people they'll round up, they say in times of national distress. Whatever that means. 8 million names of Americans on this list.
And John, we have generations of Americans that have no idea. We've gone to other countries to support them in the face of oppressive governments. But we've never been, we've never been there where they've been, in terms of the oppression and things like this, people being rounded up in the middle of the night and be put away. And, even like January 6th, people are just ignoring this stuff.
Well,
and it's scary.
Douglas Swift, the guy in Pennsylvania who was a Second Amendment advocate, was asleep in his bed. Two policemen looked through his bedroom window and shot him in his bed. Those are the kind of things that don't happen. It's red flag gun laws we're seeing passed across the country, where if a neighbor complains you may be wacko or weird or extreme, the police can show up, knock on your door, and demand you give your gun or do a SWAT team raid. And there are 80,000 SWAT team raids. Think about that. Go tell George Washington or Thomas Jefferson there's 80,000 SWAT team raids where they're smashing down doors in the middle of the night. They would look
exactly.
Are you an idiot society? Mm-hmm. Are you an idiot society? And we are an idiot society by allowing it. Like, you're right. Most people do not realize all this is swirling around them, around them. And pretty soon it's going to be a whirlpool, and they're going to be in the middle of it. But it's like Martin Niemöller said about Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
And, when they came for this person, came for that person, I didn't say anything, and now they've come for me, and there's no one to say.
No one to stand up for me.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly. Right. You're exactly right.
I'm saying none but ourselves can free our own minds,
Right.
Free your mind. Look at everything around you. This is not an idyllic situation. And when our biggest debtor in the world, by the way, is China, watch the heck out.
Yes.
China, it works with Google. They're now torturing people in their concentration camps over there. Muslims,
well,
by the way.
They're harvesting their organs. They're harvesting their organs. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So we owe money to that? Come on. What kind of? I wouldn't owe money to somebody.
You wouldn't get money from them like the Biden family has gotten. They've gotten so much money.
Unless you're giving them something back, what they want.
Yeah.
They want something. And that's influencing your society. And they want to move us toward a global state right now. We're moving pretty rapidly in that direction, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, this is all part of the buildup. We know it as people of faith that, globalism is a real deal. But we've got to go through the faux globalism first before we end up with the right one, which is with Christ as the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And he's in charge. And then because in essence, when Jesus comes, it does form a one world government.
Yeah.
But with him as king, not some totalitarian that, doesn't provide any freedom, talks about freedom, but it's like with these mask mandates and the things they're doing, masks for thee, but not for me.
It's one about agape love. Agape means empathy, caring about other individuals, helping them down and out, which if we could all stop and do that in our lives, that's our mission to the Rutherford Institute, is to help people who can't get lawyers and get them set up and make sure they don't get persecuted, get them out of jail when they're arrested illegally by the government. That's our mission, but it can be everybody's mission. There's a lot of people in this world that need help, and I think if we did that, we could spread love around the planet and help the Commonwealth of Christ, as I call it, get established. Clearly.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it happens one heart at a time, John. And the sad thing right now, when you see what's going on according to Barna, is we're losing hearts. And that's disturbing. And I trust that, God is fully aware of this. And, you know, sometimes, and you've heard me say this before, sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity still exists. There's certain, you know, immutable laws that are in play that God has established. You can say there is, you know, God doesn't exist. Well, go ahead and defy gravity and, you know, and other things that God has put into motion.
Exactly.
And you see what happens to yourself, you know, and, yeah. and to people that you love and care about. If you have any love or care left, I don't know.
We're getting, if you want to call it karma or whatever you want to get it, it's coming back on us right now because we're a society that basically said we don't really care about morality anymore. We're going to do this. Everything, films, internet, this is full of immorality, and we're allowing it. Not even somebody, most people aren't even saying anything about it. So
John, look what they want to teach our kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the mama bears are going crazy. I mean, they're reading, you know, really pornography that's worked into the curriculum for, you know, what, for third and fourth graders? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes, it's scary stuff. The way young girls dress today, my mother would have been shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Just seeing them walk down the street. It's we're in a society that's asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the problem when you have, freedom comes with responsibility.
Exactly.
And this generation is eating up freedom without responsibility. And this is the price you're going to pay. And God designed, part of the essence in the building blocks of his design was that there would be self-responsibility. And our founding fathers caught that, John. This is why they said, they have to create a government of, for, by, we, the people, because in a sense, they have to govern themselves. We'll give them an outline in which to do this. We will tell them that, look, if you follow the Bible and you do what the Bible says, you know, this is going to hum along. It's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for your neighbor. Everybody will go great. Now, back in those days, you know, people understood. They got the Bible, you know, by and large, compared to today. And today, I'd say probably less than 10% of America even reads the Bible, you know, 3-4 times a week, much less every day. And so
the fathers were really clear. The founding fathers, several of them, they said the Constitution was written for a moral people.
Exactly.
You have to stand up and do the right thing. And they stood up and did the right thing. And like I said, today, some of them would be probably rested up now as being an extremist under the National Defense Authorization Act. And they'd be fighting for their lives. So, yes, it's responsibility. And we're not exercising it today. Here we're talking about subjects. In my opinion, it's all over the place, this knowledge. And I tell people this stuff, and they look at me, well, where'd you get this information? Right. It's everywhere. They just don't listen, you know. Like I say, your mind is blind, your eyes are useless. So wake your minds up, folks.
Exactly.
Alive.
Well, and realize, I mean, you've got to, like John had said earlier, if you're taking your information from the mainstream media and nightly news, you better double check. You know, and you make your own decision. Be forewarned here, because they've all turned into propagandists. They're not holding up the values. They're not doing what they're supposed to do as the mainstream media in protecting us against a tyrannical government. And our first line of defense is off guard here, John, and we're exposed big time, no doubt. 10 seconds left, John. Tell everybody where they can go to get activated and get involved with the Rutherford Institute.
You can go to Rutherford.org and Rutherford.org and sign up to get our newsletter and see all the cases we're involved in and support us. We need help.
You got it. Thanks, John Whitehead. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated, trying